Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The French government is in a state of suspense and indecision for the time being after the unprecedented scenes over the past few days over their plans to reform retirement laws. With only 9 votes, the motion of censure of the Liot group was rejected last night at the Assembly after having obtained 278 votes out of the 287 necessary to bring down the government. The reforms have therefore been adopted, but the position of the Borne government remains very fragile. Faced with this, the Prime Minister, as well as other majority leaders, will be meeting with President Macron this morning at the Élysée. In the meantime, the President of the Republic needs to try to find a way out of the political crisis as the waves of protest against these pension reforms maintain momentum. Thousands of people demonstrated last night all over France, in Lyon, Rennes, Strasbourg and in Paris in the Place Vauban, where clashes broke out and 142 people were arrested. In parallel with unrest by the French population, many refineries remained at a standstill today and, as a consequence, hundreds of service stations are dry or partially out of fuel. There is also strike action in France's transport networks. The SNCF has announced disrupted traffic today, with only 4 out of 5 TGV in circulation, 6 out of 10 intercities, and 2 out of 3 TER. In terms of air travel, 20% of flights will be cancelled today and tomorrow at Orly and Marseille airports. There are question marks over whether Donald Trump will be arrested today. The former President of the United States has already stated this as fact himself, that he will be arrested over the Stormy Daniels affair. The former president is suspected of having paid off the porn actress to buy her silence on their affair when he had just married Ivana Trump. The American billionaire has called on his supporters to demonstrate. If he is charged, Trump would be the first American president in history to be arrested. And finally, today is the last day to take advantage of reduced rates in France's cinemas. This promotional offer of €5 per viewing was to encourage cinema goers, and it ends later today. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.